214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
Velvet Taco, Milestone AC, Heating, Plumbing, Electrical, and more.
214.
So throughout all this Kevin Spacey mess that's been going on for the last handful of years, as he's been accused of many sexual wrongdoings when it comes to young actors back in the day.
And is it, we've gone past accused, right?
Yeah, I mean, there may have been settlements and things like that.
I think so.
Okay.
But I could, I don't know.
Well, whatever the case, it's not real pretty, and this week he had the sob story on Piers Morgan of, I might lose my house, and no one will hire me. Yeah, they typically won't hire people that have done what you have done, Kevin, and nobody really feels sorry for you. But we'll make mentions of a time back in decades ago when I had a run-in with Kevin Spacey. And so this guy has this query.
Hi, Hardline Helpline. This is Tim. I was just listening to E! News and Corby's story about Kevin Spacey having to sell his house because he sexually assaulted so many people. And I was trying to find Corby's old story about his run-in with Kevin Spacey. I looked around and I saw one story from 2004 in E! News that Corby did with the Kevin Spacey story about how a teenage boy had stolen Kevin Spacey's cell phone in the hotel room at 4 a.m. His cover story is that he went out to let his dog pee, and then out there outside the hotel, this boy at 4 a.m. stole his phone. But now with the context we have 20 years later, probably was in his room when he stole his phone. So that story's a lot grosser. But I wanted to hear Corby's Kevin Spacey story again. Also, the second story on E! News that day 20 years ago was Mark Cuban getting in a fight with Donald Trump about The Benefactor and The Apprentice, and Corby called our future president an ass and a pompous jerkwad. So,
yeah,
great job, Corby. Thanks,
guys. Been on
20 years ahead of your time.
Trump for really since about 1985 when he entered the public consciousness.
Well, I assume you're okay with that position as history has continued.
I've held strong. Let's put it that way.
Well, happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to you. So the Kevin Spacey story is this. He had just done what was a massive movie back in 2000, American Beauty.
Yes.
That won all the awards that year. It was an awesome, awesome movie. He was great in it. Don't know if he won Best Actor or not, but he was certainly considered one of the premier actors of that time. And his follow-up movie, which I can't remember the name of it, but whatever it was, he was in town doing a press junket for this new movie. And again, it was right after he was in, and I think The Usual Suspects was the movie before American Beauty that he did. Like he was,
I think that's right.
He was huge back in the day.
Absolutely, and he was honestly huge all the way to 2016.
Yeah, I mean, he was doing House of Cards all up until that moment. I do believe
it was a Norm favorite.
So anyway, he trying to find the movie that he was promoting, but whatever the case, he was in town. He was in a limousine. A limousine driver was a huge P1, his limousine driver.
Okay.
Somehow, the limousine driver called the front desk of the ticket, asked for me. I was there.
There's an upset.
Yeah. And said, basically, I've got Kevin Spacey in my limousine, and I've sold him that you guys are the ones that you need to talk to help promote this movie. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? He's like, no, dude. And within 5 minutes, I've run into a production room. I've stringed it all together, and then boom, got the phone number. Hello? Is this Kevin Spacey? Yes, it is. And I was like, well, I'm the guy the limo drivers talked to you about. Oh, well, hello there, you know, and and then we do about a 15-minute interview talking about this new movie. And at one point during the interview, we got cut off. And Kevin Spacey called the radio station to reconnect.
Dang.
Yeah. How many people do that?
Very few.
Much less famous actors that are winning awards just like a year prior. And so after we get done with the interview, he said, you know, obviously it was recorded. And I was like, hey, man, thank you so much. That was incredibly kind of you to do that. And he goes, well, Corby, I do have an extra evening in the city of Dallas, and I would love it if a local could show me some of the favorite haunts in town. And I'm like, me? Well, you're the one I'm talking to, aren't I? Or, you know, and I'm like, well, Kev, I don't know if my wife, we got dinner plans and stuff. And
yeah.
And it was this real awkward, clumsy, well, you have my number and call me anytime.
So you're thinking he wants you to help find him a good time, not actually be the good time?
It was such a weird, because there was no known any weirdness to Kevin Spacey at this point. He was just a badass actor.
Yeah.
But it sounded so weird to me. Like at that moment, it felt like something your parents had warned you about.
Right.
For years and years and years.
Yeah.
The old men, when you're like 11 years old, that come up and ask you weird things.
Right.
Well, I just so happened to be 28 years old.
To help him move this couch into this van.
Right.
Yes.
But I felt so weirded out by it all that I knew something was awfully creepy.
What if you would have had the wife whip together her famous casserole?
Right. And spaghetti lasagna or whatever.
And invite Kevin over to the house.
Pizza lasagna.
Yeah, some Hot Pockets.
And and then as time went on and you know, the Me Too thing happened, and I'm like, there is no doubt that guy, sight unseen, wanted to go out, and he wanted to do stuff.
Maybe the limo driver was aware of your foxy appearance and was trying to tell him which guy at the ticket most interested in.
Perfect 28-year-old. This guy will do anything.
Man, what a close call.
So it's funny because I'm holding in my hands right now a cassette tape that says Spacey on it. And I found it about 6 months ago, and I've held on to it. And I just brought it up to work today.
Today.
Today. To see if this was the interview, and I don't think it is. This is something else, or it's not on there anymore. It's a cassette. I don't know what the deal is, but I thought this would have been like the,
But you played this whole interview on the air.
Yeah. We definitely played it.
So if the Hardline wasn't so clueless about archiving things.
Yes.
We'd probably have it.
Yeah. But who needed it, right?
That's right.
It's only Kevin Spacey.
It's only a two-time Academy Award winner.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So did he win for American Beauty?
That's a great question, Corby, and I'm happy you asked. And here is his list of awards. Best Supporting Actor, The Usual Suspects. Best Actor, American Beauty. Two dubs.
Damn, dude.
95 and 99.
So, okay, here is the movie. It was called The Big Kahuna. And that was 1999, right after American Beauty came out. I couldn't believe I was talking to Kevin Spacey.
He has so many awards.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah, and your boy could have been his biggest prize.
We'd have to see the rest of the field to know that for sure, but you'd be in the mix for sure.